Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
And at that point, it really was just a bucket list item. Why am I being called out on this? Why do I have to have an answer for this? I don't even like what you're saying to me. I wasn't ready for the reaction because I just didn't know. Like, I just thought, oh my God, did I just fuck this up and push him away? All right, everyone, I'm going to jump right in. This, for me right now, is a super hot topic. I don't think I've disclosed it to the fullest extent, the amount of questions, comments, you know, emails, direct messages, things I get about the whole subject of submission, submissiveness. Everybody's got an opinion on where I stand on that. Everybody that listens to this podcast that somehow finds me, they weigh in on it. There's no way you can do this. You're not that person, you know, to the judginess of it. I mean, like really harshly just, you know, saying you can't, you know, trying to tell me how this should go, you know, like you can't be doing what you're doing and, you know, you either are, you aren't. It's crazy. But I've kept this one off the radar for as long as I can because I've been pestered enough about it. And there's just, I got prompted to go back and listen to. It made me curious, made the curious girl curious. I went back and I re-listened to the little podcast I did on Can I Be Submissive? And that was posted here on April 26th. Now, I don't remember if that was the actual, sounds about right from the time frame, but because I had the old website and I migrated things over, I think that April 26th of last year, that would have been about right. That sounds about right, yeah. So we're talking about, here it is, you know, roll the clock forward here. I guess roughly maybe a year and a half later, roughly. April, we're in October. So close enough, somewhere around there. You get the gist. At any rate, I went back and listened to that. I would suggest you go back and listen to that. If you haven't listened to it before, go listen to it before you listen to this. It's called Can I Be Submissive? If you have, go back and listen to it again because there's been a lot of shit in the meantime, right? Well, just to go back and listen to that, it's shocking to me. I'm like, whoa. First of all, just where I was in that moment, and I guess I really didn't realize how much I've kind of evolved and moved forward from that one point, like that time where I was just like, Jesus Christ, I'm struggling with this. I just don't even know. And at that point, it really was just a bucket list item. Try this. Have a little fun. It's more of a role play, you know, get in there. I don't want to say act it out, but just, you know, like go, you know, just go through the motions and then you can say, okay, check, I've done that. And then as I started to do it and do it more and more, And I'm liking it, but I'm not really sure, like, is this for me? And you can hear the whole, like, you know, the whole struggle that I was going through in the very, very beginning, to me, it just when I went back and listened to it, I went, holy shit, I have come a long way. I really have, but I'm still not there. And that's kind of surprising to me. It's still something that I'm just, it's like, you know, it's like a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not the destination. It's just the journey along the way. And I know that sounds all cliche and all that shit, but trust me, for me, that's the best way to put it. Cause that's, if you go back and you listen to that, and if you listen carefully to everything I've said and the evolution that I've been through since that, it's really, for me, it's really fascinating. I mean, I gotta say, just as a side note, if anybody ever gets the chance to just document themselves doing anything, I don't care if it's sexual, I don't care what the subject matter is, like over an extended period of time like this, you're gonna be, it's fucking interesting and fascinating to be able to have preserved where you were at a moment in time, and then have so much time go by and be able to look back, you know, listen to it or replay it or whatever it is in retrospect. It's pretty powerful. So at any rate, I'm just listening to that going, whoa, how different things are for me now. How much now I realize, you know, versus back then, it's just the struggle of like, well, can I even really even go deeper with this? To now the struggle is, wow, I just didn't realize, you know, like this has been a part of me the whole time. And I kind of never really realized it. This took the door kind of flying open for this to be, for me to be able to just draw the conclusions, I guess, that I need to draw or understand about it. But, and because of that, as I've said, you know, I know, moving forward, there's just going to be guys that I can be with and cannot be with. And it's changed my, I guess, trajectory a bit, or also even the, you know, just types of guys that are appealing and not appealing now. You know, it's quite fascinating. But let me get into, that's a big long preamble there. Let me get into the kind of the meat and potatoes of this one, this podcast. There's so much that, and I haven't put it out there, about the feedback I get, the opinions I get, the criticisms I get, and then the encouragement that I get about my whole interest in the BDSM play. And I don't know that I've never found such a divisive subject, you know, and everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's like, you got to do it this way, or you got to do it that way, or, you know, you can't toe dip. You got to be all in. It's either who you are, it's not who you are. And I'm still figuring it out. It's not clear to me. So that's the interesting part. And I do get let's kind of jump right in here and address just the flat out criticism and what I call like the BDSM snobs or whatever. I mean, shit, pick a subject and somebody's going to want to fucking rake you over the coals over it. But for some reason, a lot of people just feel like you're not allowed to find your way that's right for you. Now, I don't really particularly care about that point of view, but I would like to kind of, since I don't address those people individually, I would like to address it once and for all and just kind of say, you know, yes, I absolutely do have a right to explore, uncover, experiment, and figure out what works for me. That's great if you just came out of the womb, you know, knowing that that's who you are. Good on you. I'm not faulting you for that. I'm not criticizing that. I'm not saying, well, maybe you should try some other things. How do you really know? I'm not getting in there and getting all up in your business because I don't care. But for me, this is something that I'm a little late to the game, I guess, if you want to call it that. And so because I'm late to the game, I'm a little more set in my ways on some issues and I'm figuring it out. But I really have come a long way with it. I couldn't even talk about it. I remember when I listened to the Can I Be Submissive podcast, I was having a physical reaction to talking about it. I literally felt like this cannot be who I am. I mean, like, I remember at the time I was thinking, I just want to do this to have the experience, and I really want to have the full experience. And so I need to get relaxed and get into a mindset and, you know, in order to let that happen and, you know, kind of almost like be somebody that I'm not, but I didn't actually have to be somebody that I wasn't. I just had to be more of who I was. And that's why I was so fucking resistant to it. That's why I'm, you know, having this, you know, when I was talking about it at the time, my throat was tightening. I was just like, I was getting anxiety. It was making me anxious. And trying to wrestle in my mind, like, well, how do I rectify this? How do I make sense of the fact that I'm successful, driven, and totally dominant in all these other aspects of my life, but then I'm gonna just hand this over like it's nothing, and you know, and be weak, you know, because for me, like the W word, weak, that's a sickening term. I don't want to be weak. You know, that's a, you know, if I sense weakness in somebody, I mean, you know, in my modus operandi, in my day-to-day business and operations and just sort of even, you know, even parts of my personality, if I find that chink in your armor, you know, I'm almost going to exploit it like it's a disgusting thing that you have and I've got to rid you of it. I've got to rid you of it or bury you with it. And I know that sounds really harsh, but I'm being super honest. And so, you know, to then like try to put all this together and make, you know, in my head and emotionally and then and physically, right? Because you're doing this act with your physical body. I was like fucking freaking out. And I listened to that, and I can still remember that moment. I remember that conversation that I had with Cowboy Ann. I remember just sitting there in the bed with him and, like, you know, him just, like, hitting on some points. And I was all I could think about was be very polite right now, but what, you know, and you're sitting here like stark naked. You want to get up and you want to get your clothes on. You don't want to make a big deal about it because you need to just hear what he's saying for a second and then find a way to reasonably transition into you getting your fucking ass out the door and in the car. I swear to God. I was just like, either that or I'm just going to, this is so awkward for me right now. And it wasn't, again, it's not about him. I mean, he's just like, He doesn't have a problem just saying it. You know, I had a problem hearing it. I had a problem at the time because I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? Why am I being called out on this? Why do I have to have an answer for this? I don't even like what you're saying to me. I don't like what you're suggesting. So anyway, but since that time and since that podcast, there's just been this ongoing, and the more I talk about it, there's been this just this ongoing diatribe in the background of, you know, responders and people that chime in and the things that they say. And again, like I said, to where it's just, you know, it's the full A to Z. You are not that person and you cannot do it. Like, what are you thinking? You're not submissive. That's not who you are to, you know, to the other end of the spectrum, very positive, very supporting, you know, and then the judgy judgers, you know, like right there in the middle. And that's kind of where the big swing is that, you know, a lot of people are, I think because it's such a part of them and it's so important to them, or, you know, it's really who they are. Maybe they're feeling like they don't want it bastardized by someone like me coming along and, you know, saying, well, this is just a bucket list item and I just want to try this out and gee whiz, won't this be great? And then I'll check it off and move on. So to them, I say, I get that. And initially, yes, that's kind of what I was thinking. However, I've certainly learned something much more and deeper about it. And so now trying to, so if we're going from that point to where I am now, where now I'm really wanting to kind of step on the gas with it a little bit. And I'm wanting to step on the gas, but I don't truthfully know where my boundaries are. I still don't know where my boundaries are. That was a question that was given to me a year and a half ago. I still don't know. And I do want to be pushed. I do want to be pushed. But I think I'm also understanding better why someone doesn't want to push me that hard. A, probably not a good idea, right? Just generically speaking. But then also, as I mentioned in the, I don't know if it's in a previous podcast, I don't know if it's the one before, the directly before this one, or the one prior, the one two podcasts before. You know, with my dealings with Clark and starting to understand him, and then kind of a light bulb going off, like, oh, I don't want to push him either. You know, there's things that I just have not been want, you know, I mean, you know, when we went through this little thing where I saw the emotional side of me putting, you know, making them aware of that, you know, if I'm getting ready for a date and the guys I'm going out with and what I'm going to be doing and then telling him all about it and making him listen to it and blah, 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 you know, just all this stuff. And that, and then when I saw the reaction, I was like, whoa, I wasn't ready for the reaction. Cause I just didn't know, like, I just thought, oh my gosh, did I just fuck this up and push him away? Like, did I just ruin this? And not in a, you know, not in a good way, but just like, also, did I hurt him? You know, like, is this too much for him? And I'm not trying to guess at why, I'm not trying to guess too deeply into why, you know, someone doesn't want to push me, but I get where the hesitation is. And, but now I'm, you know, I'm like, fucking push me. God damn it. I'm pissed. You know, now I'm getting irritated. I'm like, God, you know, I need a shocker. You know, I need a new level, a layer, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I guess I feel like I've toe dipped, then I have my training wheels on and I've been, you know, and I've been slowly kind of progressing and getting deeper with it and more comfortable. It's becoming more ingrained in me. I'm more accepting of it. I understand myself better in that mode and how it relates to me and why I need that. And so I'm, you know, now I'm like, okay, push me farther. And it's just funny to be now on the opposite end of the spectrum where I'm like, whoa, don't fucking push me. You know, I can't even talk about this shit. You give me one simple sentence. Don't ask me a direct question about it because I'm going to be bolting out the door, half naked, barely dressed. Just let me get in my car and run on home, I want to be push. Where do you think your limit is? Push me like right up to it. Push me to the point you think you're going to be uncomfortable with pushing me. So, anyway, that's just like, that's where I'm at with this. And, you know, do I consider myself a sub? No. No. And will I ever? I don't know. I mean, maybe I will get to that point. I don't know. It's still ongoing. At this pace, it's not reasonable to think I'll have this answer before the end of the year. I probably won't. Hopefully by then I'll have a little bit more understanding and maybe a few more experiences with it and that are on the boundary, are pushing the boundary. But, you know, I'm a marathon girl, you know, I'm a distance runner. I will take my time and however long it takes me to get there is however long it takes me to get there. I just want to get there. I just want to figure it out. I want to have an answer to it. be able to draw some conclusions. Because I'll tell you, I don't know. I feel like if I don't have that piece, it'll always be a big question mark. And I don't want it lingering and running in the background as I move on, you know, in my relationships, as to like, is that still a part of me that always needs to be satisfied? Could I be, you know, with a guy that's not dominant? Is it something I'm just going to get out of my system? Or is it really kind of, you know, who I am now on to some degree, that I need that dominance, that I need that power exchange, aggression, just, or even just that type of person with me sexually, whether or not we're, because it's not always aggressive, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, but it's a little bit, let me use my words carefully here. It's just, I think for me, it's a little just, it's a little more raw, exposed, pure, deeper, because I just naturally approach it without a boundary up or a wall up. And that for me is easier to do. I'm not saying that I always do that with everybody that, you know, and when I'm not in that kind of that role, but you know, that's easier for me to do when it's not that type of dynamic. Because that type of dynamic just sort of demands that, you know, hey, that bullshit has to get left at the door. You know, you can't, it doesn't work. So it kind of automatically just gets rooted out. And it took a long time for me to get past that. But now where I guess the point I'm at is like, I don't even have to start with that. That's not even there anymore when in a sexual act, regardless of how it's going to play out, it's just not there anymore. So, but it can be, and it is, actually, I would say this, it is with, you know, in other dynamics. So that's not being vague. Hope that's clear. That, you know, I'm probably still more of a my guarded self, or the potential's higher for me to be, to allow that to be in the driver's seat. So, this question, you know, the question I was trying to answer back on April 26th of 2017, or, you know, what was rolling through, I was like, can I do this? Can I be submissive? And I think the answer, you know, the answer is yes, I can be submissive in the bedroom in a sex act. Can I live like that 24/7? No. Mm-mm. No. I know that. That I know. I can absolutely do it sexually. But my understanding, like a 24/7 thing is, you know, I don't know if I can flip that switch fast enough. Like, do I want to be checking in with someone about my movements throughout the day, you know, my whereabouts. Do I expect them to also, you know, because there's a trade for that, right? They're also then in charge and they know that that's important to me and they need to be helping me with my, I guess, routine, like the predictability of a routine. I don't need that in my business life, in my daily life. I have an extreme, an over amount of discipline in that area and focus. And what I need and what I like the most about this in a sexual way is I get to stop being the one that's in control. And somebody else gets to do that. And I'm like, thank fucking God. You know, it's so nice. And aside from being extremely a turn on and sexual and all that stuff, I mean, it just, the relief of it, as I've just come to discover the, like, I don't have to, I'm not struggling anymore. I'm like, oh, fuck, trust me, I just don't want this. You can have it. Here you go. Point. And I actually feel bad. I'm like, you have to be that way all the time. And I get to sometime and not all the time. I love it. That works wonderfully for me. Thank you very much. So that's so far the lane I'm in and the lane I've discovered. Am I going to change lanes? I don't know. But I do hope to go, you know, the lane I'm in, I want to go deeper with it. I want to step on the gas. I want, again, to find the boundaries. That's kind of the next, you know, sort of quest for me is, can I find the boundary? You know, where are my limits? Where are my limits? And is somebody going to push me there? I don't know. I mean, I can't find that without the other person, without the right person helping me get there. I just can't do it. You know, this is two. That is it. That takes two. So it's possible that, you know, that just, it won't work. You know, I won't be able to do it, or, you know, for whatever reason, it's not going to happen. But I know that the finding the limits, that's a team approach. So I can't find my own limit on my own. I need help, 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 help. But God, I think about how close I was to not even exploring any of this, not even going down this road, because in the beginning, oh my Lord, I got approached by the biggest fucking posers, the doofus shit sticks on the planet, you name it. Unbelievable. How incredibly poor quality there is floating around out there. And it's just that, you know, you can't, that is not the way it works. You just don't meet a total stranger and, you know, start expecting this protocol to instantly be in place and that they've earned something from you that they are expecting something from you that they just haven't even earned yet. And that just takes, you know, for me, it's going to be a long, long road before I give you a certain level of respect and trust. Trust is a biggie. That's the problem. That's the biggest hurdle here. It's the trust. And there's so many things that someone can do along the way to fuck that up. You know, it's just, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get that from me. I don't, other people may give that more freely. I don't know. I can't speak to it. Can't say whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent. I can only tell you from my point of view, for me, that's, it takes a while. And so someone's got to be patient and, you know, and all that stuff. So, the next hurdle is the finding the boundaries. And unfortunately, you know, just still to this day, I mean, unfortunately or not, unfortunately, whatever, however you want to look at it, I don't know. I don't know. And please, I don't need any more goddamn emails or any more fucking anon comments or, you know, and not when I say anon, anonymous little, you know, things about, you know, it's either are you are. Hey, there's no, you know what? Do you know who makes the rules about what goes on in my life? Me. Not you. Me. I decide what's best for me. So don't hit me with there's a big fucking manual rule book. There is not. And I'm allowed to explore this in the best, in the way that works best for me. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. But hopefully I continue to move it forward and kind of get to new, you know, new levels, because what it does to me physically, just the, oh, it's, I'm going to wait to really, really summarize that. Because I've already talked about, you know, how it's great that it shuts my mind off and, you know, you know, it turns off all of the mental constipation, you know, all the mental gyrations and things that you're normally going through. It's great. It's great. It's better than a freaking pill. I mean, it like, it, it literally like, poop. I mean, just shut your mind off. That to me is incredible. I found the secret, people. It's BDSM. It's just getting a submissive state. You'll love it. Anyway, so yes, it is a bit like a drug. And you will want it. You'll be wanting to ring-a-ling-a-ling that dealer all the time. You're just like, you will want it. But getting, you know, getting deeper with it, that's the next frontier for me. It's like, okay, I'm comfortable with in that state. Now I'm comfortable. Now it's time to see how far I can go. How far down the rabbit hole. So I'll be trying like hell to figure that out by the end of the year. I don't know how much opportunity I'm going to have, but I'll be doing my best. So I just wanted to follow up again. If you have not ever listened to that Can I Be Submissive podcast, listen to it. And then think about all the times I've brought this up, all of the, you know, and if you really follow this podcast and like the evolution, it'll be really interesting, hopefully to you, as it has been to me, just like, whoa, I mean, how much I've changed on that. And just, it's been really one of the most impactful things that I've figured out, you know, not the only thing, but one of them, you know, it's up there on the list of, you know, things that really have been so interesting about this whole road trip, this whole sexual road trip, this little, as I lovingly call it, social experiment. So, all right. Well, I hope that kind of addresses that. Again, you know, if you think this is just ridiculous, and you know, if this submission, you know, is a black and white thing for you, and I'm in the gray zone. I'm not really landing on one side of the fence or the other, and that drives you crazy. You have my permission to never listen to me again. Please go away. Do yourself a favor. Do me a favor, because my eyeballs are bleeding when I read some of the bullshit that gets sent to me. And I just don't. I guess this is my loving, really kind, quasi, the nicest way I can say thank you for your input and the brain cells that it took for you to conjugate over that, but it's really not necessary. Fuck you. In a nice way, really. I have a big smile on my face right now, and well, a little kiss for you, for you. I just don't, you know, I really don't need it. I don't need you can opine as much as you want. Just have that conversation with yourself in the mirror, debate it out, and, you know, and you can win, because it'll be a one-sided convo, and go to bed happy. All right? All right. Thanks, everyone. Again, keep listening. I'm pushing it forward to the end of the year, and I'm going to do my best to put a lot of content out there. Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.